MFO in Medford.
Cure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you? You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Dynamic Us.
Push him right to the edge.
I seem to have fallen out of time.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy.
So we don't miss out on what matters.
Like having gay night at home.
Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest.
Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now. No one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot.
Find out more at GetMyFluShot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
I have got to tell you the most important thing you've ever heard.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
It's my show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Of course, I don't listen to other radio stations. I only listen to WMFO 91.5 FM. Why would I listen to anything else? That would be silly.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
And now, our feature presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
Put your hands together, welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
And you know this.
Yeah.
Man.
It's time. We're going to go back.
This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks
Let
it.
Me kick it.
Kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
We'll be right back.
I know what you pinko, heavy metal weirdos do to motel rooms. Read all about it in the Star.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts, freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. Yeah, that's right. It's no ordinary broadcast program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows, sometimes documentaries and political speeches. real life historical events even, mixed up in between and on top of the songs, which always have to match a particular theme, changes every week. And this week, we're celebrating our season of autumn. The theme called Autumn Falling Down in Pitch and Then Rising Even Higher. So, one of my absolute favorite albums ever is Wendy Carlos's epic Sonic Seasonings, which was originally released in 1972, with each side of the two long-playing vinyl discs containing a 20-something minute ambient piece about each of the four seasons. And sometime after I started doing a show here on WMFO in September of 2004, I decided to broadcast one of those pieces each season, along with its corresponding seasonal predecessor, one of the violin concertos from the Italian Baroque composer Antonio Vivaldi. He composed this suite called The Four Seasons. Well, the week to do that is now. And we've got a kind of crazy way to explore that in this episode, as we are now 2 decades into my broadcasting here. So I've been playing around with audio pitch shifting and bending for a while now. And to get a little technical here, one of my favorite ways to explore that is a custom envelope in an audio editor that I use that starts at normal pitch, and then however long the track is, it takes over a little half of that time to fall in pitch and decrease the speed, but it fall in pitch a full octave. And then in the remaining amount, it goes up again, about twice as fast as it came down, eventually reaching 9 semitones higher at the end of the piece. And it sounds pretty crazy if there are any human voices involved, as you heard in the intro. And in fact, right now, to show you again, I'm going to play this Ohio Outdoor Notebook, Why Leaves Change Color, this public service message. And let's cut the ambience and... let's do that one down. And now here's this.
It's time for Mother Nature to show off her wildest colors in Ohio's forests. Watch as she paints our woodlands red, gold, yellow, and orange. Hi, I'm Josiah Wade, and this is the Ohio Outdoor Notebook. Ever wonder what causes this annual colorful transformation? Fall's shorter days and cooler temperatures kick off chemical reactions within tree leaves. The production of the color green slows down. As green fades, the brighter colors that have always been there can now shine through. Tree leaves with a high sugar content, such as maples, oaks, and sweet gums, undergo an additional chemical change, adding red and purple to the palette.
Find the best places to enjoy nature's artwork by calling 1-800-BUCKEYE or visiting the Department of Natural Resources on the Internet. This is a public service of the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and this station.
So that's the way it sounds with human voices, and it's kind of crazy. But if you do this to more instrumental music, It's more subtle, at least initially, but it does get crazy. And one of the things that goes on is, like, if somebody hits a piano note, when you hear that, normally the piano note is that same frequency for its duration. But when we're doing this pitch shifting, it's always, always going up or down some way. And it's kind of pretty trippy cool. So last autumn, I played for you both the Vivaldi piece and and Bill Evans' Autumn Leaves, and also Wendy Carlos's Fall. And this year, we're going to be going a little bit further by adding some very cavernous reverb to the Wendy Carlos piece. I had done that to the Bill Evans piece, and it's weird, and I'm not going to go and play that one for you, because it's just a little, it gets too kind of blurry. In this evening's show, this is a Tears of the Gods, so of course we've got some special features for you. In a amazing enough coincidence to Chris Earle's Rainbow being one of the contestant songs that he had, our featured artist is Ritchie Blackmore's band After Rainbow. He was in Deep Purple. He was a founder, and after he left that, he got involved with, or he founded Rainbow. And then he came to create another band called Blackmore's Night with his wife, and that's a more medieval and Renaissance-influenced band. Much more acoustic in nature than the classic heavy metal of Deep Purple. And yes, his very talented wife, Candace Knight. And tonight we're featuring songs from their 2011 album, Autumn Sky, plus a bunch of Deep Purple songs from the late 1960s and early 70s. The format is three half-hour-ish long main sets. We started off the show with an example there, several examples of the pitch shifting that I mentioned. And also, we heard our first song from Blackmore's Night called Highland from, yes, their our featured album, Autumn Sky. And then it was some classic Deep Purple with Black Night was the name of that song. So, shout-outs to Diane and Chuck, just a few thousand feet away in Medford. And, yeah, Chuck, Chris Earle is actually looking for somebody to fill in next Friday night. And so Chuck's going to be doing a cold turkey production next Friday, filling in for me from 8 to 10. And maybe from 6 to 8, too. So we'll find out about that. And Arthur, hope you're going to have a fine turkey day. Philip and Ryan and Dylan and Jenna and Carol, well, I'll be seeing you on Thursday. And John Fisk, I sent you a little more information about that photo taken in 1967. Nice to check in with you, too. So, backing me up right now, my ambiance. We're going to be hearing tracks off of this Nature Selects Enhanced with Music Sampler album from 1998 that I found. So, this one is called Autumn Symphony. So, yeah, let's get going with the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going here. I've got some... Pet Shop Boys going out to my fellow aficionado of them, Savoir Faire. And we're going to be hearing the Vivaldi piece, the pitch-bent Vivaldi piece. A couple of Deep Purple songs, Flight of the Rat and Fireball. Certainly Flight of the Rat is a deeper cut that you aren't going to hear on those classic radio stations. A little bit of Moody Blues, a song about autumn. And we're going to start off with another track from Blackmore's Night and Autumn Sky, their Autumn Sky album. Here is, yeah, let's get going here. Okay. Here is Dance of the Darkness from Blackmore's Night, Autumn Sky album. Here for you now on the Tears of the Gods sound collage as we celebrate autumn, falling down in pitch and then rising even higher.
Now speaks the rat that will be my ears.
Too many ears tie a rat's tongue.
Thank you. We'll be right back. can't you leave me alone? I got a terrible hangover. I never had one as bad as this before. Thank you.
We'll be right back. tell you, the things that fall off me, it's embarrassing.
The summer sun is fading as the year grows old, and darker days are drawing near. The winter winds will be much colder now you're not here. Watch the birds fly south across the autumn sky, and one by one they disappear. I wish that I was flying with them. Now you're not here. Like the song through the trees, you came to love me. Like a leaf on a breeze, you blew away. Through autumn's golden gown, we used to our way. You always love this time of year. Those fallen leaves lie undisturbed now, 'cause you're not here. Gentle rain falls softly on my weary eyes, as if to hide a lonely tear. My life will be forever autumn, 'cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not here.
Attitude adjustment, young man. You better get your priorities straight. And watch out with that other crowd you're running with. Don't think I haven't noticed.
Oh,
You're tuned in to the 91.5 FM frequency modulated Hertzian waves. Yes, this is WMFO in Medford. Tufts, non-commercial, community, freeform, experimental radio. I'm your host, Edward Bukert, and this evening, the theme for our Tears of the Gods sound collage is called Autumn, falling down in pitch and then rising even higher as I play for you some of my experiments, pitch bending audio. We began that half hour-ish set with a song from our featured album, Autumn Sky, by Richie Blackmore's band, Blackmore's Night. Him and his wife, Candace Knight. It's quite a difference from the hard rockin' Deep Purple and Rainbow bands that he was co-founder and founder of. Autumn's, Blackmore's Night is a much more medieval and Renaissance-influenced band, much more acoustic in nature than the classic heavy metal, hard rock of his previous bands. But it really makes a lot of sense with his love of classical music and, yeah, things change. And then we hit a little clip there from Edward G. Robinson and Yul Brynner from the Ten Commandments movie. And then it was some classic Deep Purple. Well, it was a classic deep cut. That was Flight of the Rat from the album Deep Purple in Rock. Some words there from Dragnet. And then Vivaldi's, the Baroque Italian composer, his a version of his Fall composition from his the Four Seasons Suite. And yes, we went down in pitch one octave and then came all the way back up nine semitones higher. Got pretty weird there, particularly at the end. A clip from Groucho Marx, followed by the Pet Shop Boys, the Samurai in Autumn, going out to WMFO DJ in hiatus. Savoir